Hello there. Welcome to the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, where we're reading through the Bible in a year. You made it. This is episode number 12. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. Is your week going well? I sure hope so. By the way, if you'd like to email me, you can do so at steve@lifespringmedia.com. I'd love to hear from you. Thursdays are for reading from the poetry books, so today we're going to read Job chapters 3 and 4. Chapter 3 will be from the New King James Version, and chapter 4 from the Good News Translation. Let's begin. Job chapter 3. After this, Job opened his mouth and cursed the day of his birth. And Job spoke and said, "May the day perish on which I was born, and the night in which it was said, 'A male child is conceived.' May that day be darkness. May God above not seek it, nor the light shine upon it. May darkness and the shadow of death claim it. May a cloud settle on it. May the blackness of the day terrify it. As for that night, may darkness seize it. May it not rejoice among the days of the year. May it not come into the number of the months. Oh, may that night be barren. May no joyful shout come into it. May those curse it who curse the day, those who are ready to arouse Leviathan. May the stars of its morning be dark. May it look for light, but have none, and not see the dawning of the day, because it did not shut up the doors of my mother's womb, nor hide sorrow from my eyes. Why did I not die at birth? Why did I not perish when I came from the womb? Why did the knees receive me? Or why the breasts that I should nurse? For now I would have lain still and been quiet. I would have been asleep. Then I would have been at rest with kings and counselors of the earth who built ruins for themselves, or with princes who had gold, who filled their houses with silver. Or why was I not hidden like a stillborn child, like infants who never saw light? There the wicked cease from troubling, and there the weary are at rest. There the prisoners rest together. They do not hear the voice of the oppressor. The small and great are there, and the servant is free from his master. Why is light given to him who is in misery, and life to the bitter of soul, who long for death, but it does not come, and search for it more than hidden treasures, who rejoice exceedingly, and are glad when they can find the grave? Why is light given to a man whose way is hidden, and whom God has hedged in? For my sighing comes before I eat, and my groanings pour out like water. For the thing I greatly feared has come upon me, and what I dreaded has happened to me. I am not at ease, nor am I quiet. I have no rest, for trouble comes." Job chapter 4. Eliphaz. "Job, will you be annoyed if I speak? I can't keep quiet any longer. You have taught many people and given strength to feeble hands. When someone stumbled, weak and tired, your words encouraged him to stand. Now it's your turn to be in trouble, and you are too stunned to face it. You worshiped God, and your life was blameless, so you should have confidence and hope. Think back now. Name a single case where someone righteous met with disaster. I've seen people plow fields of evil and plant wickedness like seed. Now they harvest wickedness and evil. Like a storm, God destroys them in his anger. The wicked roar and growl like lions, but God silences them and breaks their teeth. Like lions with nothing to kill and eat, they die, and all their children are scattered. Once a message came quietly, so quietly I could hardly hear it. Like a nightmare, it disturbed my sleep. I trembled and shuddered. My whole body shook with fear. A light breeze touched my face, and my skin crawled with fright. I could see something standing there. I stared, but I couldn't tell what it was. Then I heard a voice out of the silence. Can anyone be righteous in the sight of God or be pure before his Creator? God does not trust his heavenly servants. He finds fault even with his angels. Do you think he will trust a creature of clay, a thing of dust that can be crushed like a moth? We may be alive in the morning, but die unnoticed before evening comes. All that we have is taken away. We die, still lacking wisdom." Job is really suffering now, isn't he? He has lost so much, and now even his body is turned against him, so much so that he wishes he had never been born. But notice, beloved, he does not speak against God, even though his own wife tells him he should, as we heard in chapter 2 last week. And to make matters worse, his supposed friend Eliphaz implies that Job brought this on himself. He says, "Think back now, name a single case where someone righteous met with disaster." In other words, Eliphaz was saying if you hadn't done something to deserve this calamity, you wouldn't be in this spot. So now Job has to suffer even the loss of his good name. With friends like this, who needs enemies? Will Job survive? Will he, in the end, curse God? Well, there's a lot more to go, so stick with me. I pray you have a great day today. Remember that God loves you. You are the apple of His eye, beloved. No matter what, His promise is that He will never leave you nor forsake you. Tell your friends about the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. And if you have a moment, it would be great if you left a review at Apple Podcasts or wherever it is that you get your podcasts. Now, until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.